You're listening to Jimmy Disu. Jimmy Disu. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and this is brought to you as usual by Amstel Malta. Right, today is Wednesday. Today is their Bumi Day. And there are two specials that are for Anti-Bumi. The first, of course, is that today is the last Wednesday of the month. It is Amala Day. And I think I heard that today's zone is sponsored by Muyiwa Adetiba, I think. Yes, it takes place in Anti-Bumi's house every month. And we expect a guest to come in, Brigidia Alabi Sama, our favorite member, who, of course, will be there. So it's going to be an afternoon to enjoy. Anti-Bumi is running a free commercial for Amala people. I mean, hey. And Anti-Bumi, I have a surprise for you. The person, I don't know if you're watching on YouTube, Omo Sherile Nwoyo, your daughter, is here, Bola Lima Konju. I'm always excited at times like this. It takes me way, way back. You know, it takes me. Bola is my first cousin. You know, so she's a sister in reality. And so all of you should leave YouTube and concentrate on the radio. Okay, you've taken off your mask, Abby.
Yes, I have.
You see, as we find for our house. And her mom, ironically, let me tell you a bit of myself. Her mom and Auntie Bumi were the best of friends when they were young, and they used to take me out. You know, I was a kid, they would drag out here and there. So, Auntie Bumi, this is a surprise for you. This is Sherry, your good friend. This is Sherry's daughter. But Ali, how are you?
I'm very well.
Yes, this is a special for you because it was your birthday on, when was it?
On Saturday.
Do you want to tell us how old you were?
Well, you're Uncle Bashir, Brother Bashir.
Yes.
Brother Jimmy, Brother Bashir. So yes. I know you will show as the provider that your name says you are.
What? No, I'm not talking about, calm down. Sherif started this thing. Let me tell you what happened.
What's my own? Let's just go straight to Dear Bumi now.
No, we won't.
Let's go. How many stories do we have today? We have like five stories.
When Bolanle came in, I introduced her to Sherif and said, "Ara wanto di kiri yulele." We were all born Muslims, but we moved to the other side. And then Anna asked her what was her name. She said Rashidat. I asked for the meaning. Then I said, "Oh, my name was Bashir." He said, "What's the meaning?" He said, "Provider." Since that time, I've known no rest.
Baddest.
Okay, baby. Let's get down to business. Bolanle, have you heard this program before?
I have, and I want to talk about Auntie Bumi. Auntie Bumi has always been an icon for me. When I was small,
really,
Auntie Bumi was the lady. Her gait,
really,
the way she speaks, her skin, then her house. So when you say there's Amala in her house today, I'm not surprised. I remember Auntie Bumi when I was small. Auntie Bumi had AC, and she used to put it on.
What was having AC got to do
She used with to that? Put on her AC when we went to her house as For a you. Small child. Her okay, house was always nice and cool. Then there wasn't AC like
think,
that then. Now.
The years, there wasn't much
yes.
of that.
Yes, Auntie Bumi's house was Auntie Bumi. Ah, Auntie Bumi is a lady. And so it's such an honor to be on Dear Bumi today. Auntie Bumi, in fact,
well,
no words.
Sherry, what do we say to this now? Auntie Bumi, today is a real nice surprise for you. I can tell you this. Mm-hmm. But we'll go straight down to business. These are the topics we have. Why should you condone men's fantasy? Don't know whatever that is. That's from Linda. Dear Awawu says that he threatens me with violence. Alaba says he needs to stop groping me. Sarah doesn't know what to do to get her man to like her more. And Dare is saying hallelujah. He's finally met a girl who loves what he loves most. This is daytime TV. This is daytime
I know,
radio.
Right?
So which one do we... Let's start with the one that threatens with violence, okay?
I know. Especially at this time.
Especially at this time.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Good morning, Mrs. Adeshola and co. I'm sure they're listening. My husband and I have been married for close to 15 years and I love him. He loves me too in his own way and is a good father to the children. Recently, so it wasn't as if it was there in the beginning. His love has turned to vicious jealousy. He believes I've always indulged in secret affairs and has compiled a list of suspects, which includes my former boss, a friend's husband, and my new boss. Where is it? Where we are?
Are you really?
It's good to you.
Forgive me. Forgive me.
Now he's resorting to violence. He's threatening he would maim me if I don't confess to all these drummed up affairs, and the children are getting a bit frightened of him. More than a bit, if you ask me. The last straw was when he recently grabbed me by the throat because I was dancing, according to him, I was dancing so seductively at an outdoor party. So he grabbed her by the throat. I want to say that I'm thinking of leaving him, as I don't want to lose my life or limbs because of a crime I'm not guilty of. But he said he will kill the two of us if I tried to leave, meaning that he will kill Awawu and then he will kill himself. Should I go to the police?
Before you go to the police, Awawu, first of all, run for your life. He, when she says he recently became violent, it's not he probably recently started to grab her by the throat, but he has been violent in his attitude towards her for a while. This thing doesn't suddenly show up. So the signs are there. 15 years of marriage is 15 years of enduring all kinds of things that eventually degenerated into grabbing her by the throat publicly. And when she says her children are a bit, she's minimizing the reality of what she's dealing with. And this is a good time to deal with this violence thing, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's economic. If he's violent, he's not your husband. He's a threat to your life, to your peace, to your future, to your destiny, and to your children. You are better off alone struggling with your children than enduring something that is damaging not just to you and your self-esteem, but your children. You're normalizing violence for your children. You're modeling a negative idea of marriage to your children. You're telling your children, this is acceptable, this is normal, and this is what we can also do. So,
okay, now, I also...
That's the children angle. That's going far.
Oh, that's going far. Mm-hmm. But I also think that... well, before she leaves, the earlier she reports to the police, the better.
Absolutely.
Because with violence, even with playing, accidents do happen. Mm-hmm. And then with violence, you never know what you might do in self-defense.
Absolutely.
Imagine, for example, you had a bottle nearby or a pair of scissors nearby when it grabbed your throat. Or a knife. You don't know what you could do with it. So the earlier you report to the police, that's what I usually recommend. As soon as you notice possible. Any fall of violence, go and document it.
Absolutely.
First. The police will know how to give you...
But you know, incidentally, what a lot of people don't realize is that there's a gender-based GBV desk at, I think, almost every police
almost
station.
Almost every police. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And they are effective.
Yes.
Brother Jimmy, they are... Okay. Yes. Jimmy. They are effective. You cannot do me a bad thing when I call you Jimmy. So, if I do not call you Bashir, they're effective,
yes.
You know, because they're usually headed by, I've had calls to encourage someone to report there, and I was surprised at the way they swung into action.
I'm an announced and unspoken ambassador of that unit. They
exactly.
have a very strong unit in the Ministry of Justice, and we collaborate with them once in a while, providing that provision for those who are under this kind of strain. You can't handle this yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is quite clear.
Absolutely.
The gentleman in question, in case he's listening, we don't know, usually we don't know these things, but if any other person is under this kind of disposition,
absolutely,
your best bet is to check yourself in with a psychiatrist, because
absolutely.
Definitely
it's a mental disorder.
It's a mental disorder.
That's it.
It
That's
is it. A mental That's disorder. It. When it gets to a point, you see, this is what I say, Bolanle and Sherif, because he's here. This is what I say. If a man holds a weapon, there's a 50% chance that he might use it. By the way, something went viral on the social media yesterday that took place on Sunday. I don't know if the authorities have, if they have made any efforts to find out what happened. Let me quickly say that somebody went for a party somewhere in Ipaja, in some lounge or whatever it is, to a birthday, and he went with the usual stupid police escort that is the new thing for our VIPs. And of course, the policeman, Toti Wampati, himself don't correct.
Mm-hmm.
So they say in a bid to celebrate, he started shooting in the air, inside
in
an enclosure. About 3 people have been dead, according to what I got. I saw the video. I hope the authorities would like the commissioner of police
to respond
to this.
Mm-hmm.
A, if it is true, I heard the policeman himself is on the run.
Mm-hmm.
This is, we want to use this opportunity again to call on the Inspector General to stop this habit. Stop this habit.
Absolutely.
Of providing police escort for every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Citizens.
For private citizens.
Absolutely.
We don't even have enough policemen to go around. But that's, so let's go on that.
Another story for
that's another
day.
Story for another day.
Not for
dear. Our lines are going to be open, 0700-993-993-993 and 0146571900. I think we've dealt with this before, Bolanle, but it's quite commonplace now.
And this is a good time. You know, I'm glad that this came up today. This is a good time, especially in every sphere, you know, in the church with what happened with Osinachi that became public, you know. So, So it's hidden, it's under the covers. Like this lady says, oh, it just happened for 15 years.
But why
years.
Do women always provide cover for these things?
Because they've, like I was saying, like I went further beyond the bus stop by talking about her children.
Mm.
When you've lived in it for so long, it's normal. So that's, and you don't speak out about it, and then you're isolated. And so you think it's normal. The man sort of like grooms you to think you're the problem.
Okay, because I'm a man, I might look at it from this perspective. Why do women feel so reluctant to leave a bad marriage? Must they be married?
Very, very good question. It's grooming. It's like, now look at the children of this woman who have been raised in a home where this is normal. So their mother has stayed. And then we have places where women are saying, I'm staying because of you, I'm staying because of you, because of the children. So is this what staying in a marriage means? Is this what a marriage means? And so people are groomed to believe this is the best they can get. So this woman is only speaking out because he grabbed her throat recently. So even in the reportage, it's flawed the way she's still covering for him.
Yeah.
He only started doing it, but it's a problem from the beginning.
He must have manifested it even in their dating days.
Exactly.
Well, maybe I should ask you if you think that a woman must be married.
No. And I'm a Christian.
There's life
outside the covenant
of
life.
Now that you mentioned that you're a Christian,
absolutely.
What does Christianity say about divorce? Because we hear some, especially in some Pentecostal churches.
But Jimmy, that's controversial. We don't want to go there.
But let's have your own views.
Yeah, my view is scriptural, it's biblical, and it's that Jesus came to set captives free. Marital captives.
Oh, marital captives.
Marital captives. Some people are in marriages that they have called a marriage, but it's not. In Genesis, the Bible tells us that God brought the animals to Adam and told him to name them. And whatever he named them, that was what they were. Now, the devil has turned that upside down. And people are naming evil alliances marriages. They're not marriages. And so if you are living with your enemy, cohabiting with a terrorist, and you call that a marriage, are you saying God is going to hold you hostage by that? Not the God who came to set captives free. Not the one who watched his son die a gory death on the cross will allow his own daughters or children or sons to be held captive in what is not a marriage to God. So the standards are there for a godly marriage. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit to your husbands.
Mm.
So when those dynamics are not present, it's not a marriage. And so a woman doesn't have to be held hostage by that. The covenant of life. It's far
and
superior.
A man too, because some men
and
too
a man been, absolutely. So
men.
He came to set us free. Live first before you're married. So pursue your life.
Okay,
live.
let's take this call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning. Who's calling?
Joy calling.
Okay, please go on.
Good morning, ma.
Good morning, Joy.
I love you.
I love you.
What you just said just now.
Yes.
I love you so much. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Those who want to hear, let them hear. Again, on a man showing violence on the first time, it can happen.
Yes.
It can happen because I know somebody that somebody I've been with for 20 years. he has not shown anything violent. Suddenly, he started.
Yes.
I know that. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy.
But you heard what she said, though. Absolutely. She said that maybe in the case she said it suddenly, the thing to do is the man to just submit himself for evaluation.
Absolutely.
Really. Absolutely. And if he does that, it probably can be handled. But
and let's
not,
also acknowledge, Uncle Jimmy, that it's a mental illness. And a mental illness is like any kind of illness. There are symptoms.
Yes.
There are diagnosis and there's help. So for the man who, or the man or the woman, who is the aggressor, he's also a victim. He's also a victim. He's not living. He's also held hostage by his own perception of the situation. So very often we look at it from the victim's, the person being oppressed side. But the man or the person, the aggressor, is also a victim. He also needs help.
You know, I lived at some point in my life outside Lagos in a block of four flats. Now, I lived on the ground floor. The guy on the ground floor, on the other wing, we had only one gate. So you had to go through his own side to get to my side. I lived in the back flat. What do you call a back flat? He would pound his woman, pound her. You'd be hearing all kinds of noises and so on and so forth. Then long after that, later we got to know from the woman, he will now start the begging that will take another 2-3 hours, crying
symptoms.
And begging, yeah. Symptoms.
Symptoms.
He was somebody who you would smell smoke from his premises, but I don't think any the smoke that I smelled there, it wasn't any of the brands that I know.
But you know.
Okay.
The ones you know.
He would beat her into a pulp. Then one Saturday afternoon, I used to buy one akara. This wasn't in Lagos. Buy one akara. Coming back, he beat the woman and stripped her completely naked. And she was standing in the compound. And so I didn't know whether to close my eyes. I didn't know what to do.
How to help.
You know, how
exactly.
to help. I couldn't stand in front of her.
A naked woman
to ask her,
What happened?
Mm-hmm. So I now had to run inside. Somebody was waiting for me inside. Was one who quickly, why you giggled? Somebody was waiting inside.
JD.
This was my youth service. Really.
Mm-hmm.
I had to now quickly get a wrapper and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. The part that it must be because he would be violent, and then he would spend another 4 hours
begging
this woman and crying and weeping,
and groveling.
You
symptoms
know, once you I, what I recommend you see part of the danger is this Bolanle, if in the midst, for example, that you try to in the midst of trying to defend yourself, something on to you might even just as well push him, he hits his head on the floor and dies. You are the one, not you, the person who is going to be charged for murder, and there'll
absolutely.
Be no witness.
Absolutely
So it's important that the very first one that happens, I'm recommending to women, go and document it. Don't cover up for him.
Exactly.
Go and document it formally in the police station to say, this is what happened. Even if you intend to manage it later, document it first.
Absolutely.
So that it's...
Absolutely. And there are triggers, you know. I mean, when you say a man, a 20-year-old marriage suddenly started. So maybe that's why I said mental illness is real.
Is it a sign of the times? Is it societal pressure that could have pushed people to this?
But societal pressure pushes people in different ways. There's societal pressure everywhere. So why is it your wife or your partner?
If you go and beat up somebody else.
Go and beat
like
up a policeman or beat up, exactly. So if the pressure is really pressuring you, go and look for your match to beat up. Look for where to expend that energy. So the problem needs to be solved. I know we always villainize.
But let me ask a question then. Why wife? You raise the question. I'm now. Is that occurring to me? Why doesn't he just beat up somebody that he sees?
Because this
neighbor?
Is somebody he has subjugated successfully. The woman also has been groomed in a way where her voice does not matter. So she's been silenced. Yet. So while this thing may be a 20-year violent issue, the signs, the road signs.
Okay, what are the signs you can see from dating?
Exactly.
When you date, when
perhaps
you from
that's where
dating,
it starts.
That's
from,
where it
yes.
starts.
First,
how well can a man hide it?
Not very well. But also, Uncle Jimmy, the other side of it is, this thing is solved from the home at the beginning. We need to raise our girls, our daughters and our sons, mm-hmm. what is normal and what is not acceptable. You know, I have a daughter and I say to her, it is not acceptable. It's not normal. If she speaks to you in that manner, it's not acceptable. Walk away from the situation. Don't manage it. Don't geres it. Don't. So we need to raise people to know.
What does
geres
mean?
Geres is street now.
And I street for
Brother Jimmy, you are street.
Ita.
You are original street.
Ita. Why are you laughing?
Original street. Don't garnish it. Don't make it look pretty.
Yes. Yes.
If somebody dismisses you, debases you, makes you feel less than yourself, don't be part of that relationship. Whether it's from little children playing at the playground, those are the places where we nip it in the bud. Because when a woman grows to believe that it's okay for you to speak to me dismissively, it's okay for me not to be respected. Look at you, Wobosheri. Look at your mates. Look at your... That's where it starts. When he starts comparing you. When he doesn't allow you to have a voice. When he's always... He's kolokulorun. He's not accountable.
He has no rope on the neck.
He's not accountable. He refuses to be. He doesn't obey instructions. He hates instructions.
I have limits to obey an instruction now. I have to take a short break.
You have Okoloro. I'm one of them.
Okay, it's the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Today's Wednesday. It's Dear Bumi. I have Bola Lemakoju here. She's my family. I mean, she's my sister. So that's why it's so hilarious. So we'll take a short break, and then when I come back, we'll take a few more calls because our lines are buzzing. Everybody wants to have a say, and then we'll look at one or two of the other issues. Auntie Bumi, we'll take a short break, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
Let me call her. Give me my phone. Successor whenever she throws in the towel, which of course is not anywhere near. Okay, so Bolande, that's a big challenge that you have there. Big acknowledgement, big challenge,
big honor, big shoes.
Okay, let's take one or two more calls. Hello, good morning. What happened? The call disappeared. Okay, all right. This is from Alaba. He says he needs
There's
to...
another call.
No, we can't take that call now. He needs to stop groping me. Okay? I'd like you to listen to this one. This is also a common problem that women do face. I've just met this guy who walks a few buildings from where I walk. We've only been going out a few weeks, and he keeps trying to touch me down below. You know, these men that are always groping. Okay. So I've told him to stop doing this, but he won't listen. I don't want to dump him. I just want him to stop trying to go below. I hate it. I think that a woman needs to set boundaries.
That's it.
For everybody, and that even includes your husband, in case you have one who is who doesn't know his limits. I usually tell people, in fact, everybody must set boundaries for him or herself.
Absolutely.
Both in public and in private. Do you agree to that?
I totally agree. And that just, you know, this is just, you know, feeding off what we've been talking about, boundaries, raising people to know no is no. Yes is yes. Whether it's in public or not, it should not even be acceptable. It should not, you know, first of all, your stance, your iduro, should be like, if you try this.
Yes.
From where to where? So if you try it once, there should be no, he's always groping me, be it Ibawo, you know. So women, I mean, this is a woman speaking, but it's not just women that it happens to. It happens also to men.
It
happens a lot to men. And then, you know, it's easier for women to shout out, but the men is like, why would you, you know, if a woman is interested in you, that should be like a big thing, so you shouldn't speak out. But boundaries are boundaries. And boundaries, a man that does not understand your boundaries clearly, exceptionally disrespects you. He sees you like a chair, a fridge, a table, or a napkin. So don't think it is complimentary for somebody.
What about
to...
this? But you see, there's also something that bothers me about our own new culture in Nigeria. That's a sense of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
People have a sense of entitlement to things that are not there.
Absolutely.
Your money, your body, your...
Absolutely.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of those who believes that everywhere you find yourself, you must set a boundary.
Absolutely.
You must absolutely set a boundary.
Absolutely.
Or else you'll be completely embarrassed.
You will be absolutely. People have a sense of entitlement, but the moment you draw the line, they know that you're not participating in this game.
So what should Alaba do? She says, what do we suggest?
Alaba can give you a street response. Funigbaju. Oloyi.
Ah, no.
But that's true.
We don't promote violence on it.
That is true. But that will be self-defense, Brother Jimmy. But then that's street. But violence begets violence. And you know where it starts, you don't know where it stops. So please don't do that. I was just joking.
Okay.
But set firm boundaries. Once he's approaching, let him know, do not even go there. Speak to him firmly, openly. Because if he's groping you openly, speak openly about it. You know, Lagbaja, this man keeps doing this. Please let him know the next time he does this, this is the consequence. So that
what would that consequence be?
It's left to, I can't remember her name.
Alaba.
It's left to Alaba. Bolanle knows what Bolanle will do.
What would you do?
Ah, I may decide to go streets. I may, but like I said, I will avoid anything that puts me in proximity to this person. I will let other people know that. Please let your friend know the next time he tries this, this is what will happen.
Why are we running away from the real issue? The real reaction should be after the first warning, it continues to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to keep compromising just because. Mm-hmm. No matter what you're
feeling. But obviously this guy doesn't respect that boundary. You know, you walk away. And you walk away, but he's controlling your space. What if you have a reason to be there? So you keep walking away.
Oh, then of course you make it official. You go report him to the police.
Report
him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. But
you see, Brother Jimmy, we are assuming you go to Nigerian police and tell them somebody's groping you.
No, I don't think you should leave it at that. I think if you do make
official
that kind of report, believe you me, is not the report you make over the counter.
Absolutely.
Because people learn from this program. We need to guide them.
Yes.
That is the kind of report you book an appointment to see the DPO.
Absolutely.
You need a senior
officer. And you make it official.
Well,
maybe have a lawyer write to him so he knows you're not playing.
In case you can't, because again, people make excuses. I don't have money for a lawyer. Fair enough. But go to the police station, book an appointment.
That you're being harassed. It is assault.
You know,
yes.
And don't report.
Sexual harassment.
If you report at the counter, they just make fun of
you. Yes.
I understand where you're
going. Yes, it's sexual harassment, and that needs to be dealt
with. And to the men, you and also to the women, sometimes you find women who can't keep their hands to themselves, even in public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some believe it's a show of affection, but sometimes it can be very embarrassing.
And another thing, going back to the where it's starting from, all this, your son is our wife, our husband, all these small children play. Parents need to stop that. Because this is what encourages no boundaries. Where is wife and husband coming from?
But the truth is, I think the more general problem is the sense of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
That is something, when we do have a social renaissance, which I hope we will have, those are the things we need to look at. Where whatever is yours is yours. What is not yours belongs
to
the owner.
Exactly.
It's not yours. What do I mean by that? Also, the way you carry yourself is, if as a woman, you don't even respect yourself and your own body. Okay, in the first instance, you can't change the name of the game halfway through.
Exactly. You can't change the goalpost.
So be very careful in your interaction
with
the office.
Sex.
Yes, be very, very careful. Mm-hmm. Draw your boundaries.
But you know, it's not just even an opposite sex thing, Brother Jimmy. I know I've seen women. I kid you not.
And they are
not
lesbians.
Women who walk past and just touch a woman's breast. They play like that. It's true too.
Well,
they do that.
Well,
and it's
I see.
You've seen it a bit.
I see Shezainab. You've seen it.
Yes, I've seen it.
Women to women and not lesbianism is play. So, you know, but once you carry yourself in a way like, I'm not in your play group.
Well, I also think it depends on your carriage.
Absolutely.
And even the things
your
that
confidence.
You say, your confidence, your courage will dictate a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But don't think you can do it to others and it will not be done unto
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And be ready to face the consequences.
Do we have any callers? Yes, we do. Let's take a call there. Hello, good morning. Morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo calling from Morilego.
Morning, Pastor.
How are you? Good morning, Pastor.
You see, good morning to our guest. My take this morning on this issue. There was this little girl, you know, when the mom gave birth to her, I just began to play with that girl and little girl. So the mom used to call me, I know me. You know, when the girl now grew up to a certain age, I told the mom, stop calling me, I know me, because I'm seeing some reaction in that little girl. So because of these things, we must take precaution from onset, and we must be very, very observant. Some of these pedophiles and all these things, it starts from where you caress the pigeon, Yahweh me, all those things. So some parents are not sensitive.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Pastor. Thank you. I think that is gradually receding. Nobody does those things anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think it's not that prevalent like it was in the past.
Okay. Okay. But it is happening
these days. In the past, I could tell you, growing up, you could even leave your child with some guy of the opposite sex, go to the market and come back, vulcanize about Mutu Tomoy. You know, that kind of thing. Nobody does that now. Nobody. I'd be surprised if I got to know that anybody would be doing things like that. But the pastor made a very valid point. You have one or two messages there from YouTube. Yes.
People are trying to shoot their shots.
Their shots at who?
That's not how shots are shot.
Okay, so Tajuddin Adeniran Otun says, Jimmy, I always enjoy your program. However, I hope I'm not asking for too much. If I could get a contact phone number of your guest.
I'm glad you said you hope you're not asking for too much.
Also, David Christian says, Uncle Jimmy, is she married?
Please, back to Dear Bumi.
Okay. Why the other one?
Yes, there is a woman, but she's already saying that I'm a woman, but she's interested in a social media handle.
Yeah, social media, well, you can't announce that on, I'd have to tweet that, so yeah. We'll do that. Okay, these other two are a bit
and
difficult.
So, you know, for based on those YouTube handles, let me just quickly address this shooting shot issue. Every game has rules. If you're playing tennis, you don't come with football, whatever. So when you are shooting shots, for men who think, oh, Chebe, I'm just shooting my shot, there are rules for shooting your shots. If you're shooting your shot, shoot them respectfully. So when you shoot your shot respectfully, the woman knows you've come for a respectful bagging. Otherwise, go to the streets and go and shoot shots in where they are.
Are you referring to this message?
No, I'm just saying the mindset. Message is coming from a mindset of many people.
No,
who think,
these ones are just joking, really.
They shoot shots
at everybody. they're my people. Joker. I know them. They're just jokers. They're just jokers. Don't lose any sleep over this one. This one, if I come tomorrow with a 65-year-old woman, they couldn't be bothered.
We shouldn't let this pass. Omotosho Laiwala says, your guest is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
That's another shot. They would be beautiful to anybody. So why don't you go away?
More beautiful. More beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. This is Sarah. What's the time? 9:39. Okay. Sarah says that some months back, I was dating someone in my office who came for his youth call. Now, we don't know how old Sarah is, but let's see what she says. He says, I really liked him, but he was not that keen. And in the end, he moved to his state, came from wherever it is, went back. He called recently and invited me to visit. I agree straight away to visit him in his own state. I'm staying with him next month, and I would like to prove my feelings to him by doing what adults do with him. What do you think? Do you prove your feelings to people by doing what adults do at night?
Your feelings should not have to be proved. They should grow organically. If you feel a need to go out of your way to prove a feeling by doing what is not in your natural, organic plot, and you now find yourself putting on another role because you want to prove you've become somebody else. And
So
you want to prove your feelings by doing what adults do, by going to go and visit this man in another state.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It almost sounds like a given if a man invites you to come visit him in another state and you're going to stay with him,
you know what you're bargaining for.
So why ask this question?
Because she knows what she's going for. And for me, I'm thinking for this girl, what's her name? So we're talking to a person.
Sarah.
Auntie Sarah. Sissy Miss Sarah. You don't need to go and prove this one that she's going to show them. She wants to go and show this copper.
To show the man.
Show the man that, I'm coming from, let's assume it's Lagos that he came to serve. I'm coming to show you Lagos style. That already is synthetic. It's robbery. It's not natural. Let it grow in. This one that you are planning to go there to show him. I feel for the guy. Because the guy is just a normal youth copper. That's, she said she was keen. He wasn't keen. So upon her keenness, the guy now invites her. She's now planning a showdown. Anybody that knows the guy should.
I don't normally read Auntie Bumi's reactions. I mean, you must buy the paper anyway. Mm-hmm. Uncle Sam would kill me if I read everything here.
I know.
But I want to read this one.
Okay.
With her kind permission. And she says that Auntie Bumi now tells Sarah that my advice to you is simple. Don't do it.
I would have said don't go.
Don't do it. That's what she meant. Yeah. That's what she meant. And she says, sleeping with a guy the first time you meet after a separation won't make the event special. If anything, it will make the statement that you are desperate.
Absolutely.
Or that you are easy. Neither of which will impress.
Absolutely.
Is there a reason why a woman should not, if she's easy, she's easy. Is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah, but if she's easy, she's easy. But nobody wants easy now. Easy is dealt with as easy. So if, it depends on what she's trying to get. If she's trying to get his attention for a proper relationship that is leading somewhere, then she doesn't want to come off as easy.
But must you put up some resistance?
No, you mustn't put up some resistance, but be yourself. She's already...
Exactly.
Be yourself. God bless you. Yeah, so I said, let it be organic, not synthetic.
Oh, do you think for once that she doesn't like the guy?
We know she likes the guy, but she likes him more than he likes her. She has already told us now that he wasn't so keen.
Couple, you don't find people liking themselves equally.
True, but she's the one that is the main driver.
She's the motivator.
Exactly. And she's the one that is planning to show him.
But look at it this way, though. What do you say about if a woman likes a guy, can she walk up to him and tell him that, Philip, you know, I've been noticing you, I like you.
I think
is there anything wrong with that?
No, but that's a personal warfare. If it's okay for you,
Why do you call it warfare?
I call it personal warfare. If it's something that you're comfortable with, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, is what you can handle. If it's something that you're comfortable with, because when you're going to Philip to say, Philip, I like you, you're not saying, Philip, I want to sleep with you.
How do you know the man behind that pillar is called Philip?
Philip, you were called Ambago. We are not talking to you. You know, but you also have to be ready for the consequences of the Philip you are talking to. Because you don't know the Philip. You don't know how Philip interprets your Philip, I like you. Philip may be interpreting it as, you want to come to my house and sleep with me and I will show you. So you have to be ready for the consequences of what you are throwing out. If you're going to walk up to Philip to say you like him, and if that's fine by you, if you're ready to jump into the deep end.
Yeah, because I do. We've had situations here where some women actually say that they like a guy and they don't know how to approach him. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either.
Any guy who thinks that is the best thing that happened to him since sliced bread needs some thinking to do.
He's the one that has a... I don't see any problem with that. But she has to be ready for whatever.
If you go to market,
whatever you buy.
But here it also says that he was the one who invited her. So could it be that he's noticed that she likes him? Or he probably sees it as an opportunity?
I may be wrong, Go, but with this Sarah's pepper body, you know, she may have gingered Enyeleni to okay, shall become. Because here she is. She's the one already planning to show him what adults do.
Let me read the conclusion of Auntie Bumi's submission. It says, sleeping with a guy the first time you meet up after a separation won't make the event special. If anything, it will make the statement that you're desperate or that you're easy, neither of which will impress. After the way this guy treated you is the one who is to do the running, your attitude should be, if he makes an effort for weeks or months, you might trust him enough to, you know, with him. If he doesn't make the effort, be assured the only reason he invited you was to get a quick bunk and run a mile.
I like that. I like that. A quick bunk. And, you know, we don't know the finer details, but I suspect that is Sarah that is going to pay the transport fare.
What's wrong with if she pays the transport fare?
She's the one that is in her body. It is in her body.
By the way, maybe you've brought up something that I keep... One second. You've brought up something that I keep having an argument about. We had an argument here once time, and it says that if a lady visits you, you should provide the transportation money. What do you think?
No. I don't think there are any rules. If I want to come and visit you, why would I, especially if I have a car, for instance, you're just asking me...
No, even if you don't have a car.
Yeah, even if I don't have a car. If I want to visit you, it's my call, it's my shot. So it depends. Every relationship is different. Every person is different. Everybody values things differently. Mm. For me, maybe you pay my transport fare. You never have their love
language. Some people were phoning in and saying that, how would I go and do makeup? You're not selling yourself.
Yes. I
think that we need to be careful about something.
I don't agree with that.
If you want to
this
maintain...
This merchandising of relationships is wrong, out of place.
I belong
What's wrong
to that
with...
School.
Exactly. I don't agree with
I
that
belong to
at
that
all.
School. In fact, I know some women who would actually feel offended.
Absolutely.
When they are going, oh, by the way, let me...
You've got to me. Just take 5K or 50K or what? You know, yes.
I'm glad I have... Do I also, Zainab, do I have your support on that?
Why not?
I move
I'm always with you.
No, but on a Bashir level, that's another.
No,
but
no,
that
no,
Jimmy,
no.
If I come to your house.
No, you're an Aburo now. You can
exactly.
Always, but you won't do that today.
Try me.
Yes. All right. So let's hear what our listeners are saying. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy. I just wanted to say a word or two about what you're discussing.
Yes.
My name is Princess. I wanted to say that this thing that you're saying is very, very correct, and what your cousin is saying is also correct, that you have nobody has a right to touch you. But I also want to go further to a discussion before then when you said some people would say Yaomi and all that. Yes, I have experienced it once, and I did not allow it to happen a second time. I was very young and very naive, and this man would come to my house and tell my daughter, oh, Yaomi. I thought it was just being nice. He had a wife, I had children. I didn't know he was already, you know, abusing my daughter. Then when it now happened to my, you know, another word of mine, if you saw the way I descended on this person, you say, but I'm just a cat. I said, don't you ever joke that joke with my daughter.
Even from the way you're talking now, I don't want to see the way you descended on him.
I said, if you see my daughter going this way, take the other side of the road.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think generally speaking, on this issue that Madame just raised, we all need to say now that it's a no.
It's not acceptable.
Not under the circumstances we found ourselves in now. In the past, it was a free joke, but now...
And let your children know that it's not... You know, sometimes we are the ones fighting for our children. Let the children know, I am not... Teach your children to set firm boundaries. If they're going to sound rude, it's okay. You come and defend them. But also, sometimes we need to raise our children to fight for their space.
Yes.
Let them know that it's not... I'm not your girlfriend. I'm not your boyfriend. I'm not your yawo. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take one or two more calls and then we got to go because it's almost 9:50 and the techers will be here any minute from now. Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Morning.
Yeah, could you be good morning, sir?
Morning.
Good morning.
Madam Bola, good morning.
Good morning.
For that man, after 15 years, suddenly you started being violent. Wife, he's lucky that he's not married from my area. Uncle Jimmy, when you come to marry from my place, they will show you cane. You know cane, Eba? Six. They will lie down.
What's your area first? Make us know.
Let us know.
From Ufane.
From where?
For Delta State. This is Chris, Uncle Jimmy.
Oh, there are no Chris now. Gbemo. But if...
I'm from Afo.
Agbo.
Afo.
Afo. Which is the closest big town to the place? Is it Asaba or Agbo or which one?
Okay, Asaba is closed. It's just like so, in his drive.
Well, Africa. You guys, you've heard now. If you are one of those who cannot resist beating the woman, don't go near Afo.
That's
okay,
where they
Chris,
should go.
Please, thank you very much. God bless you. Okay, I can take just one more call, then we've got to be out of here. Hello, good morning. Oh, we lost that. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Oga Jimmy.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Yes, my name is Obas.
Yes, Mr. Obas.
It seems you are addressing only women issue, because if you look at it, women are also guilty of all these things we are talking
about. Oh, definitely, yeah.
Because I have faced so many challenges like that, even though they know I'm married. And they continue to disturb me. If not that the God I serve, I fear my God. I don't know how my house could have been by now. Yes, because I vow to my wife, since I die, I will not be to follow any other woman. Because I have faced a lot of challenges, serious ones.
Wow.
Yes, it's both sides.
I think we did talk about
No, we did. That. We did say that it's both sides. And I think it's general knowledge now. It's just that you have more against the woman than against the men, you know. Yes, but we do know that it's both sides. So he's actually saying that even he is sexually harassed.
Absolutely, it happens to a lot of men as well.
Why did I didn't want to say it? Why something? I said something inside me, but that's the normal men's instinct. That lucky guy.
Exactly. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
That is the problem. So men do get harassed, but it's fun.
It's fun.
I mean,
my hands are up. Yes. The first thing that struck me lucky guy. Then something told me, Jimmy, don't say that.
You better not. Exactly.
I got to go.
Thank you.
Right. This is where we'll put an end to this for today. I've been speaking to Bolanle Makanju. Today is Dear Bumi Day. Bolanle Makanju, like I said, is my first cousin. She's my. I don't even know whether to call her my sister or my daughter because I did nappy and things for her.
We will never stop that.
And I can tell you that when she was one, she did me out. I was living with them in Benin, my youth corps. I was going out. I was turning left, and she was telling me with another person in the car that, oh, that is the way to add it. Oh, yes.
Cobalized
me from the age of
wow. I've been on Boda Bashir.
And also for the Queen's College old girls to know that this is another proud
Proud.
Of course. Which house was your own? Was it Obong House?
Obong
House.
Yes.
Okay. One
proud
I think
QC
I,
girl.
I think I was assigned to Obasa House. You know, I'm an honorary Queen's College student. They put me in the you can own what you like. We gotta go.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
That's why we learned it for today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, and what we'll be doing at 9 o'clock would be a bit of a further review of what we have done, Sherif and I, at 7:30. I discovered that sometimes we get a lot of things undone and unsaid, and rather than throw it away, tomorrow will provide an opportunity for us. Then on Friday, we'll be looking at living with children with disabilities. We'll never get tired of talking about that. On Saturday, I'm trying to get Dubi in from the UK to start to look at some things in our traditional setting. What has brought this to light again is with the death of the Alaafin and an attempt to choose another one. A lot of us are going to insist, or rather, well, we'll insist, yes, we'll not get it done, but insist that the tradition should be followed to the fullest. So that's what we'll do. So they're also trying to help me arrange a few traditionalists also to look at that. I believe that we mustn't leave behind what our roots say. Bolanle, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Zainab, thank you very much for coming. Ekwungbe, when is Saturday? Is it Saturday, Sunday, or Monday?
I think it's Sunday or Monday.
Sunday or Monday.
Because Ramadan is either 29th or 30th.
Is this the one that rams are killed?
No.
Of course I know.
Uncle Jimmy.
I know. I just wanted to announce it. All right. The techers are coming in any minute from now. Don't go away. They'll be with you. Bye.
Music. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.